Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Feel that heat? That's your seat getting warm, Zalek. Prepare yourself. Gird your loins.
I feel like I'm in the fryer, baby, about to come out hot and crispy on the Bob Rose
Show.
Yeah,
you're about to be French fried. It's 8:07 on the Bob Rose Showtime Check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers with the answer. As always, yes, Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, on the hot seat. Got a caller, what's bugging you, saying, hey, what's up with Marion County? They're popping up houses like mushrooms, and they're not building any roads, like 10 miles from this place to this place. And anyway, she was not happy, not just with you, I guess, the commission. Is there an issue here? I guess I have to preface it by saying, it is Florida. We've always had growth issues up and down, and it's hard to keep up. Roads are expensive. However, is there an issue here? Is there anything that you're going to do about it if it's legit?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, she's absolutely right. Obviously, you know the setup, right? We talked about the big thing where all of our residents came out and said, "Hey, we don't want any more." You know, highways going across our communities, right? When we talked about the turnpike and extension, right? Well, from the turnpike in Wildwood, it really kind of starts there. The bottleneck goes from the turnpike in Wildwood all the way up to exit 399. Was that North High Springs, basically?
Or Alachua? 39th. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? So we have a significant amount of traffic. Good thing about it is that in the governor's budget that just came out, project number 10 on the highlight is the widening of I-75 right in Marion County, Alachua, and Sumter. So there is some relief coming. It's a $7 billion budget in that regard. Also, the problem is from Wildwood to 484, what is that, 13, 14 miles, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then you got another 10 miles or so between 484 and 200. And then you start getting some exits, right?
Right.
In there, we looked at, before we started building actually the 49th Street interchange, which we're getting ready to do, where Bucky's is coming,
right,
and all that kind of stuff. We looked at 95th Street, which is a one in the middle there. And the problem was the land was very karst. You know, DOT basically vacated the P&E after they got done with their study, and the people of Marion County didn't want it at the time. So I understand what she's saying, but that's kind of what we were dealing with as far as an I-75 interchange. And then the problem to the south of us is that our county line doesn't go that much further south than 484.
Right.
And you have the way stations and everything else. So the only thing that we're able to really do there, which we have in our long-term plan, is we have an overpass on 49th Street, which is just south of that interchange, right around or just past Don Gartlett's over there. For the future, we have that in there, but it is a longer-term project. In the next 5 years, all the other projects I talked to you about on your radio show, the expansion of 80th, the new interchange, everything else, it's $195 million budget for infrastructure implementation over the next 5 years. So we're working on it, but I know sometimes it appears that we're not.
Where is the greatest amount of residential growth taking place now and in the short future, let's say 5 years out? Where's all the growth happening or going?
Yeah, so
residential.
We call the 200 triangle. Right, it's State Road 200, on top of the world, 60th, all of that little area there. We're in fact in a 12-month study right now to really hyper zoom in, if you will, on the traffic counts, the intersection counts, what's working, what's failing, so that we can implement our dollars in the most strategic way, and also build accessory roads where we need them. Right. The problem with, of course, development, as everybody knows, is that you come in, you have a development. Well, you don't get the money from the impact fee or the proportionate share from the developer or any of those dollars. They don't come in until after stuff starts going up.
Project.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So as you build a house, well, that house is already in the ground. That people's the person's in the house 5 years before we can even plan to put the road in. right? I mean, it takes how long before you can go through the proper engineering and road dedication and buying that property, eminent domain if you have to. I mean, think about the process you have to go through to acquire land, build the road, and fund it. It's at least 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, it's much more technical than it was a long time ago. You know, if it was just throwing down some blacktop and rolling over it, we'd be good to go.
Yeah.
But DOT and other things aren't, you know, they're not.
And just so she knows, too, I think one of the things that we've really been focusing on is, you know, we have 475, which is a scenic road on the one side where all the traffic kind of comes off and goes down between 200 and 484. We're building a parallel I-75 road, which is basically 49th Street, all the way from where Heathbrook is, the Dick's and the Kohl's and Dillard's, all the way down to Marion Oaks as well and through, and that'll actually be the road that goes over I-75. So we have a focus on making sure that we can get those lanes and those things open. God forbid we can't put another interchange in the future.
Wow, that's you covered that. That's not scripted or on the list or anything, so thank you, Carl.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it. What's going on with
crispy.
What's going on with the fire rescue team members? Tell me what's happening.
Well, unfortunately, we had another loss, another suicide of one of our dear firefighters. And, man, our team is just, you know, Bobby, I think in this situation, you're just absolutely at a loss for words. Our fire chief, you know, stated in his message that, you know, it was just painful and it's confusing. And we're trying to find more ways to comfort. Please pray for our team and our firefighters. Along with other resources, our chief has requested the mental health strike team to be brought in from the International Association of Firefighters, who will make recommendations for our department going forward. We're trying to look at, you know, is there something fundamentally wrong? Are these cases that, you know, people between what's going on at work and what happened in their personal life, you know, things happen.
Yeah, what are the stressors that are taking it to that level?
Where are those things? Yeah. And we feel like, I mean, I would have thought, and I would have told you, Bob, honestly, we're trying to be a department where people can come and get those resources. We have an on-site, you know, kind of chaplain, and we try to do those things to just, you know, especially when we, you know, have scenes, and we try to make sure that our people are taken care of. But, you know, unfortunately, in some of these things, you know, with mental health, that, you know, men keep that stuff buried way too much sometimes, and we don't get help. This is more than an awakening to the fact that, you know, we can't carry all these pressures all the time. We need help.
Hey, look, I'll put it in terms, you know, and I'm not trying to get a pun here, but sound the alarm if you have any suicidal thoughts. First of all, don't think that you're weird or odd to have them. What the bad thing is when you don't acknowledge it and address it effectively, it does, for whatever reason, build up. The only other thing is, I guess, sort of forensically, if you look at anything to do with medications, what's different, what's changed, what's consistent amongst, you know, across the board of a few people, looking for those kinds of things. But in the meantime, all you can do is try to be as supportive as you can and offer that assistance in terms of mental health, right?
Listen, it unfortunately, in our law enforcement community as well as our firefighter community, the stuff that these men and women see, right? They see the worst, unfortunately, in our community. They see the most horrific accidents and things that you want no human being to see. Not that long ago, I myself rolled up on an accident, and to see those people in that state screaming, having issues, all these things, right? And then not being able to do anything to help. It's traumatic in every way. You bring that home over time, then you add the natural things that happen sometimes, you know, where people go through family issues, your kids' issues, you go through a divorce. I mean, you stack those things and you have a recipe individually. And those people, we obviously need to do a better job making sure that we're there for that support.
Well, we used up a lot of time, but it was valuable time and great information. Just real quick, you got like a sentence here. Marion County launches property alert services for residents. What is it, real quick, and how can people find out more?
So Marion County Clerk and the Comptroller's Office, they put together this service to notify subscribers via email if their documents such as deeds, mortgages, and other records have been looked at or whatever. And so it just kind of gives you this property alert. You can find out much more by visiting MarionCountyClerk.org/propertyalertservice.
Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. Awesome as usual. Be safe, my friend. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.